a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You know what time it is?
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone. The Utes square off against Oregon State in a massive Pac-12 showdown this Saturday at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Your home for the best coverage of Ute football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hut, hut, hut. This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Hey, turn heads today with your new or used Cadillac from Jerry Seiner Cadillac. Cadillac owners have changed, but luxury has not. Come see the bold lineup of Cadillacs at Jerry Seiner Cadillac today. Check out the new bold lineup right at your neighborhood Jerry Seiner Cadillac. It's definitely not your grandpa's Cadillac dealership anymore, so shop your way to get a piece of luxury you deserve. Stop by and test drive one today. You know what I saw, actually, speaking of Cadillacs? So I'm a big fan of the CTS-Vs, the V engine that they used to use. So it's a Corvette engine, essentially. And a guy had one yesterday, and it's in a Cadillac, though. So it's like this beautiful car, and it's a 6.2-liter hand-built V8, 670 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds, like in a Cadillac sedan.
You know what you do with a car like that?
You race the idiots who think that they're really fast in their cool Corvettes, and you're like, same engine, bro.
Just wear out your tires.
They do.
You just do.
Just burn it up, man. And I'm sitting next to this guy at the light, and I'm going, I'm not even going to make eye contact because I don't want to embarrass myself.
Yeah, but if you got the electric car.
Mine's not like a Tesla, dude. It's not the same.
Sorry to hear that.
I'd get toasted.
Sorry to hear that.
I still love it. But the Caddy with the that V engine
would blow you away.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, speaking of getting blown away, you better blow me away with this new Pro Bowl games that they're going to start having instead of having the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is not happening anymore, which is a bummer.
Wait,
because,
is this like new news?
Well,
like
no,
the Pro
wasn't,
Bowl hasn't been happening.
It hasn't been happening
for
a long time. Yeah, you're right. But they've been having the game. The game has been held for a long time. But here, when they rolled it out, they said the Pro Bowl games, which are going to feature non-football and football skill challenges over several days. It's going to be held in Vegas because everything now is held in Vegas.
Of course.
And then there's a flag football game at Allegiant Stadium.
I'll just tell you right now.
Get rid of the
flag football
game.
Would be more intense.
Why?
More probably likely of getting injuries.
Oh.
Than actually having the Pro Bowl game. The reality is that the flag football game is stupid.
Make it a celebrity one.
It's stupid.
Celebrities with
this. This all sounds like the NBA. It really does. No one watches the Pro Bowl. Nobody cares.
What did I tell you in the break?
Just give it up.
Because everybody's like, oh, the dunk contest is amazing. That's what the NBA is. And they could have a dunk contest on the goalpost.
I would watch that.
The dunk contest on the old goalpost.
I would watch that.
I think you should have the kickers like unload and try to kick a 70-yard field goal with, like, you know, don't let him run from super far back, but at least you let him have. I want to see how guys can do it, how far a guy can kick a field goal when there's nobody defending, when it's nothing. It's just him and his and that little tee that they have.
Soccer girl, she could kick it.
I know. She had like a 55-yarder?
Yeah.
Because I love that feature they do on NFL, on the NBC Sunday Night Football game, where they kick a field goal and they go, yeah, it was good, but it would have been good from 67. Right. And I'm like, well, show me then.
Yeah.
I want somebody to make a 70-yard field goal.
I hate when they say that, by the way.
Because you think it's a lie? I'm like,
well, no,
because
it's like, why do you have to say that?
That would have been good from 67.
Because you know what happens when they get to 67 yards? They try too hard and they kick it about 10 yards short.
You kick it shorter when it's when you kick it too hard, you try too hard?
Or duck hook it. Like,
yes. No, and sometimes those misses are really bad.
We've seen a couple
bad.
Of those last little while.
Well, I was bummed about the Pro Bowl.
Really?
Not going away. No, because it's garbage, but to try to replace it with this. Just bag the whole thing.
Yeah.
Don't try to make money off of me if your product sucks, okay? Right. I'm not into it, NFL.
We're in a free market system.
NFL, I love your product. This is one of the ones that I don't like, though. So let's bag it. Let's jump out to the break here. We'll come back around the corner. We've got our weekly sit-down with Devin Kaufusi, who's going to join us in just a little while in our Players Club. Right now, though, Andrew from Wasatch Medical Clinic is joining us. And Andrew, when you come on the show, I just tell people all the time, I said, look, Andrew he has no qualms about talking about a tough subject, and ED is one of those tough subjects.
Yes, it is a tough subject, and it's one that kind of gets buried a little bit. So many men suffer with ED in silence, do nothing. Maybe they take the pill a little bit, then they deal with this pill hangover the next day. Wasatch Medical, we believe we have a medical breakthrough. This is the future of treating ED. It's called wave therapy. We have two forms now that basically mild all the way up to severe can do either. Pressure waves repair the damaged blood vessels. One of the leading causes of ED is clogged or hardened blood vessels, so they can't dilate. This softens it, clears it out, and even regrows it. That's known as neovascularization. Basically, more blood flow where you want it, when you want it.
You mentioned guys kind of struggling with this in silence. Why do you think so many guys are hesitant to get their ED taken care of?
I think there's a little bit of an embarrassment factor here. A man feels like less of a man if he has ED, but the worst thing you can do is nothing at all. I think the unmanly thing to do is nothing because the relationship suffers. Your spouse or significant other suffers. Confidence, well-being, happiness, all are impacted. We can do anything a few times, 15 minutes over a couple of weeks. That's it. That's the whole process.
Let's give these guys more incentive to call today, because if they want to take care of the ED, good value today. In fact, great value. The best value that you deliver is when you come on our show, Andrew. So what kind of free can you give the guys today?
If you're struggling with ED, you probably have questions. Maybe you don't know if these treatments are a good fit for you. That's okay. Give us a quick call. You'll come meet with our doctor free exam, even the blood flow ultrasound. You'll get a rating on your blood vessels. It's pretty cool. And the gift, let's call it rapid results. It is minutes. It's powerful. You're going to love it. All no charge.
Take advantage of it. Let's give them a phone call. 801-901-8000. Take care of your ED today, guys. Let's get it taken care of. Let's get the appointment done. 801-901-8000. WasatchMedicalClinic.com is the website. Andrew, thanks for hanging out, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll come back. Around the corner, our conversation with Devin Kaufusi is coming up. So stay with us right here, the Players Club around the corner on Unrivaled. Stay right here.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.